Hey, I was hoping you'd stop in. Your usual? Sure thing. You look well rested. Better than last time, at least. What? Seriously? Wow, okay. So, this is a good change, or more a gotta hope it works change? Oh, a bit of both. Yeah, switching jobs tends to do that to people. Still, kudos to you. A lot of people would just stay where they were, no matter how it made them feel. So, when do you start the new job? Cool. So you're off for just a week then? Oh, fun. Kind of like a spontaneous vacation, or staycation, I guess. But you don't have any plans? Oh, come on. You can't be serious. Well, if it were me, I'd be heading to the beach. The sun's out and the water will feel nice. Plus, it's a weekday, so you know, there shouldn't be too many people. It's a perfect beach day. Well, no, this is a crime. You can't just waste a perfect day like this. You've got to go somewhere, anywhere. Just get out of this cafe and go and get some sun. Well, look, I'm flattered that you enjoy coming here, but my cafe, unfortunately, can't give you your daily dose of vitamin D. Yes, I've been told I can be quite annoying when I get like this. You're not the first, my friend. Well, what if I went with you? Well, I'm the owner, remember? I can walk out of here whenever. And I mean, Erica is really the one running the ship.
You good with it, Erica?
See? She's practically begging you to take me, so you wouldn't want to disappoint Erica, right? Cool. Beach day it is. Let me just grab a few things and we'll go. See? Can you picture anything more perfect than this? I knew you'd agree. God, I really should come to the beach more often. I forgot how much I love it here. Well, I guess I've always liked the water. I grew up near the shore and used to go surfing with my dad on weekends. But when I got busier in school and then work, I just kind of stopped coming. Which is a shame because the ocean really grounds me. It reminds me that all my problems or my worries, it's nothing, really. It's nothing compared to this. I mean, look at the water. It sparkles and it just goes on and on for as far as we can see. It's amazing. I'm a poet, just in case you didn't know that. Oh God, that was lame. You just seem to bring that out in me. Yeah, the lameness. Yeah, I'll have you know I'm normally a very calm and cool person. Like, mysterious aura cool. People walk into the cafe and go, wow, who is this mysteriously cool and calm person? Okay, all right, fine. Go ahead, mock me. So, what about you? Last time I saw you, you were worse for wear. Are things better? Well, that's not really an answer. Look, maybe it's not really my place, but you've been coming in almost daily now, and look, my staff and I look forward to seeing you, but when you look stressed or sick, we worry, you know? Yes, I worry. And I shouldn't, but I do. You just remind me of a baby chick, you know? I feel like If you're left to your own devices, you'll end up getting swept away by a fox or something. Okay, yeah, right, that was a weird analogy. It made sense in my head. What I'm trying to say is, just take care of yourself. And if you can't do that, then let others help you. Look, sorry, I'm babbling, but God, I always babble around you, don't I? it's cute. Do you mean that, or are you messing with me? Okay, fine. Keep your secret. What do you say we head back in a few minutes? No, look, there's no need to thank me. I'm glad we got to spend this time together.